Accession number 17923, Reel 1.
Ava Gulich, Reel 1. So if I could ask you, first of all, Ava, could you tell me where you were born and brought up? This, of course, would be before the war.
Yeah. I was born in 1920 in Budapest and lived there till my second year. Then my father is going in the... Then was formed the Yugoslavia because the monarchy was fallen... Austrian-Hungarian monarchy was fallen down, and after this it was the Socialistic Hungarian Republic. And when this fell down and come the White and Horthy Miklos, my father is gone in Yugoslavia. At first was in Split and then in Sarajevo. So I come with a little more than 2 years in Sarajevo, at maybe third year. I don't know. I'm not sure. So we come from Budapest, from a total other environment, other circumstances, in a Bosnish oriental
environment.
And with other language. Me and my mother, we spoke only Hungarian, and the family, my father's family, there was from Spain coming Jews named Sephardim. So they had all these customs from Turkish time and Spaniard time, so something total else. So my mother cannot speak with them, not understood nothing, nothing at all. So some years she needed to learn some words and to speak, and she, but she found then Hungarian friends, so she had to him to talk some with someone, no?
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, never. I am the only child.
What sort of family was it? What job did your father do?
My father, this is my grandmother. I should ask at first to tell you what my grandmother was very energetic. She had, my grandfather and grandmother had, I think, 6 or 7 children, I'm not sure. And my father was the eldest, but the grandmother find for every child some job, what she will learn. One was mechanician, other was I who make tables
carpenter.
And carpenter, and that, and my one was commercial. She learned to be commercial. And my father was sent. It was in Sarajevo, a Jewish Sephardic charity organization, Benevolencia. And this here is the Jewish organization, the same Benevolencia. You know what it's been in Spanish? Goodwill. You know. No, this Benevolencia sent my father in Budapest to learn the technique school. So he ended, he learned, he come like a child who don't know the language. Alone learned the Hungarian and ended this school. And then he was a technician and found a job in a very big enterprise, Hungarian enterprise. They made from train to machine, little machines, all possible, bicycles. That was my father told me that was so big with many 10,000. He said it was 60,000 work. I don't believe it, but maybe it was. I don't know. No, and then come this revolution. The World War was over, and come the revolution, Hungarian, and it was very turbulent in Budapest. They in part in this, like young people, they was on the street, on the meetings, and so. And then after this fall down, they come in Yugoslavia. And my father find a job in on the post in Sarajevo. He was...
In the post office.
Like technician on the post. But that was not enough for living for the whole family, because the custom was that the oldest son should support the family. The grandfather was a holy man. He was only Bogus Emolio.
Yeah, he prayed God.
He prayed God and he read all these religious books in my room. Always was he. But the grandmother was the worker class in the family. She wants some money. And the grandfather, only when something happened with his religious duties, he was called when someone died, when was it some married or bar mitzvah. With 13 years, boys had this bar mitzvah. So he, I think that the Jews, you should not be a rabbi, but some hamam, educated man who can do these jobs, these help jobs by religious customs, no? I think so. And then my grandfather died in 30s years, I don't know. And then in 41 began I am going in the school, in gymnasium. And then I was thrown out from gymnasium in 70 class, because I had a friend who was going in Spain to fight against the Franco. And he wrote me letters and this propaganda material. The communist was very explosive, no? And then these letters was found by my friend who was arrested. And they find this material, these letters, by this friend. And so I was thrown out from gymnasium. It was a big tragedy for me. And then we are gone in preselite,
se kako se kaže? Secondary, she couldn't graduate secondary education in Yugoslavia. And then they moved to Zagreb.
We moved to Zagreb, and there I made some course for knjigovodstvo, stenografija, korespondenzo. And then I worked in some bureaus, two or three.
Two. Where did you work?
In bureau. In
in an office?
Yes. Yeah, in two offices. In one office and then another.
What was the political situation then in Zagreb when you were working in your office? Would this have been before the war in Europe started?
Before the war, yeah. We came in Zagreb at 1938. So it was just before 3 years less war. No?
Were you politically motivated then?
Yes. I was left motivated and had friends in Sarajevo, and they sent me in the syndicate. It was a syndicate Zbotičko, S-B-O-T.
It is a union for banks and other...
Banks, industry, assiguration, and...
It is a sort of white-collar syndicate, white-collar worker syndicate.
Yeah.
It's called Zbotič. And the letters as S-B-O-T-I-C.
One moment.
Excuse me. At this stage, before the war had started and Yugoslavia was involved, did you yourself experience any anti-Semitism?
No. It was not in... It began, the fascistic organization began to move. It was in Croatia, I don't know, in Serbia was the Ljotić, a fascist Ljotić, the Ljotićevci was not too strong. But in Croatia, I don't hear, They was on the faculties and in the syndicate. They was Croat nationalistic syndicates. They was again this working class left syndicate. So that they had some discussions and voted for one for other. They had to a sanatorium Merkur, because my syndicate people had their own social security called Merkur. So it was a new sanatorium they had, and they built a big working Radnički dom, working home, working class home, syndicate home. To je sada podržavljeno, right? And then, so they was very active and a very good working syndicate, but they was, we had neprijatelji, kak se veli?
Enemies,
no? But that was not so like in war. You know, like in England, you have one side, other side, they make quarrels, no?
One hears about the Ustaše in Croatia.
Ustaša. They was, we don't know much about them because they come from immigration. They was in Italia and in Hungary. Was camps, their camps. The Hungarian helped them, and in Italia, Mussolini helped them. They had camps for these Ustašas. There was the most...
training camps.
Extreme right, no? How to say? Fascist, they was fascist. They killed the King Alexander. That was complicated. And then in Zagreb was a situation that the Croats always would have here autonomy and so. It was always a national movement, but mi nismo vodili računa o tome puno. In that it is something serious, you know. So
yes.
It happened. And then, It began. I will tell you.
A few years before the war, it was more felt because there were some syndicates of Croatian nationalists. And Croatian always wanted to be independent and have, so that you could hear always about voices and desire about the wish for independence. But the Ustašas didn't exist in Croatia. There were people who were brought in by the occupying German or Italian troops, because they were in training camps in Italy and in Hungary. And they were extreme groups. Do you remember the outbreak of the European War, you know, before Yugoslavia was involved?
The situation in Croatia was only towards, shall I say, in this time was Maček. He was the opposition leader in this time. A Croat, he was not nationalist, so half Democrat, high SS. It was the Croat peasant stranka party, peasant party, yeah? And they was the strongest party in this time. The Communist Party was illegal, was not counted. And they, with Prince Pavle, who was, because the king was killed and the young Peter was not possible to reign, then was the namjesnik, kako se kaže namjesnik?
Regent
Pavlo, you know about him, Prince Pavle was. And then Maček, this Croat leader, peasant leader, he make a contract with Pavle that Croatia will be a Banovina and will be autonomic Banovina. That was the ideal from the Croats that they have. That was the beginning, and the Ban Šubašić, who then emigrated in England, you know what is him? No, he was the Ban from this Banovina. That was the political situation. And the left movement was very strong in this time, very active. And I take part from this movement, very active too.
What were you doing?
We wrote bulletins, newspaper, little news. We make this.
You were in propaganda.
Yeah.
Propaganda.
Yeah, that was in this time propaganda. At first, when I come in syndicate, I was in the library. They give me to be librarian. And then I find my friend, my husband. That was Rudolf Domani. He was an activist from this syndicate. He was a very intelligent, nice boy, like my daughter, you can see. She's very similar to him and to his mother.
So would, at the out when the Germans invaded Yugoslavia and the Italians as well, in 1941, was it?
Yeah,
1941. Yeah. You would have been a young married woman.
We married 23 April 40. And but I had 40, 23. And then at 60 April, we moved in a new flat, a little flat we had in the same house with my husband's mother and father and grandmother. They was on the first floor, and we was in the mansarda, a little garçonniera. And she was born. And then at 6th April was Belgrade bombarded, and was alarm in Zagreb too. We go in the cellar. And on 23, and come the German army in Zagreb. I saw them, they come like very strong, well-organized modern army. And then in the first days after the German, at 8 March come the German army in Zagreb. At 10 April was proclamated the Nezavisna država Hrvatska, independent Croat state. With Pavelić, kako se zvao Pavelić, Ante Pavelić was the dictator inaugurated the Italian. He was come from Italy. The Italian put them here to be chief, and then the German helped. So he was a marionette, a satellite, no.
Okay, I was married to Rudolf Domani, who I met in, who was an activist in the same syndicate, on 23rd of April 1940. We bought a little flat, which was in the same apartment block where my parents-in-law lived. And on 6th of April, Germans bombarded Belgrade without declaring war. On 10th of April, the Germans and Italians brought Pavelić, an independent state of Croatia was proclaimed.
How did that affect you, the fact that the, you know, and how did the Germans come into? You said you remembered seeing them.
Yeah.
You know,
I was on the street when they come.
Could you describe what it was like?
It was on the corner of Draškovićeva and Vlaška ulica, if you need the streets. And we are standing there, and once come these troops with tanks, and some was on tanks, some are going, though. And some girls and women thrown flour and oranges to this army, and someone jumped on the tanks with help from the soldiers. They were so happy that the Germans are coming in Croatia. And then after this, von Horstenau, this German general who was in Zagreb from Hitler's accredited from Hitler, he said that in no country was the German army so well had such a welcome like in Zagreb, in Croatia.
How did it affect your life, Eva? Here you were on the left.
Yeah, it destroyed totally my life. It was a wonder that we survived, that someone survived, you know.
Could you tell me the events that happened to you now?
Some days after the German comes and the Ustasha, it was proclaimed the Ustasha state, young boys had, these schoolboys had pushke, rifles on the street. That was very... And the first picture that I remember, the first pictures were that they come, and the second or third day was placards on the walls, who will be killed, who was killed, and the people are all standing and watching what happens, these 10 or 20 men. The first 10 was in from Keresinets. At first, a little back. Some days after they are coming on rule, my father was arrested. And was in put in a the first camp that they have for Jews, Serbs, and Yugoslavs, and communists. In this camp, Kerestin, that was a old castle, like castles or farm, bigger little castle, where Maček lived on there, this. And there was, at first, 900 people arrested. There was Serbs, Jews, communists, Serbi Jidovi communisti, that was... No, Gypsies were not this. Jewish advocate and intellectual was. And there was the first... from this working movement, the first intellectuals, these people who wrote books, who was very famous, you know, Božidar Adžija, Bude Borjan, there was two literates, so, Ognjen Prica, there was all known, they wrote books, and they was at first killed. This first placard was with 10 these intellectuals was killed. Posters on the street that this too was in the Sony, that's an exception, which I don't remember the text, what was only the names was that there was enemies and they was killed. That was the...
First, after the Ustasha's state was established on the 10th of April, a very few days after my father was arrested. And he had to hand in his car. And he was taken to Kerestinets, which was the first camp, a sort of prison, where they put left-wing intellectuals, known people who belonged to underground movement, which were communist or left movement.
That was not underground yet. That was a normal movement.
And it was... Kerestinets used to be a place where Maček lived till then. Maček, who was the head of the Croatian government, he was a sort of viceroy of Croatia. And then this became a prison. And what they had all the known figures, literary figures from the left, together with other intelligentsia, the doctors, the lawyers, who were Jewish. So they would have all the Jewish people who were sort of better seen, communist Serbs, mostly the...
So it was mainly Jewish people?
Not only.
Plus Serbs.
It was...
Because what had happened, the police had handed its file to the Ustasha government, so they would have anybody who was ever... in their files and was registered as left.
Because my father was registered when he ran from Budapest in Split. At first he came in Split. And then the police from Budapest given, informed the Split police that my father was involved in this revolution in Hungarian. So the police in Split said that he should ostaviti, napustiti.
Yes, I understand. The
She should go from Sarajevo in, I don't know, 24 or 48 hours. Well, she should let Split, and then she is we moved in Sarajevo. So I was 2 years old. That was.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain that. Do you want me to? When her father had left Budapest in 1922, he didn't have a passport because he didn't need it before that. When he settled in Split, they opened the business, came a notice from police that Oscar Israel, that was in 1922, should leave Split because there is an accusation against him from Hungary that he was a secretary to Béla Kun. It was an obvious fabrication, and her father never paid attention to it. But when the police files had been handed to Ustasha government, that little error was the cause that he was among the first arrested.
Then we saw these horrible pictures in Zagreb, these posters, and then every day someone disappeared, you know. And then once I saw on the street, maybe 20 or more, old and young peasants, Serb peasants, the very poor dressed. They was kettled with sajicu, with the drought, jicu, with wire. And two boys, one at first and one other, vodili su ih. And I feel that they are going in dead. They killed these people, you know. And that was the one everyday picture in Zagreb. This.
One of the things that daily you could see in Zagreb were the column of Serbian peasants who were led, hands in, tied in with wires, usually by very young boys, armed. And you knew that these poor people who were in rags were taken to their death. Among other things, there were constantly in the war appearing the notices who had been executed, and people kept disappearing. And every now and then you heard, such and such person has disappeared, such and such person had gone.
Aha, where we are.
Yes, these awful sights you were seeing every day.
Yeah. And then at 23 May, I had born Vesna, the baby. She was a very little baby, 2 kilo and 80. She was a little miniature, piccola. And then, because I was in this Merkur sanatorium, who depended to this syndicate, it was a very modern new sanatorium, but I was in the prison room. In the ground floor, my room was in the ground floor, and I saw on the garden. But because no one can come in to see the child when it is born, you know, here too, I think. So the family come, and I saw them. It was open. It was May. It was open the window, and the family come under the window. My husband, my mother-in-law, father-in-law. But they all had these yellow little kerpice, textile, little,
cloth.
With a Jewish signum. And when I saw this, I was very upset, how to say. And then I heard that my father was, I was very upset what will happen with my father, because he was in, so the woman said, take it easy, because you will lose your milk if you have it. So Tak se uzrujáváš, jak se...
upset.
Yeah, and then the family was gone. And when we come home, to be on May, June, yeah, at 22 May, it was the day when German attacked the Russian, you know?
June,
22 June. Come the police to take us in a, that was, this collection was a center. Collection camp,